Because of general ear damage, Lou, I couldn't go to the Red Hot Summer Tour. And I did have a bit of FOMO, fear of missing out. But luckily, you're here to guide us through what was a big night.
Yeah, it was a huge night and very warm too, obviously. Lucky enough to be in the Triple M Rock Lounge, as were a few lucky winners that were in there. Nice position, like full on front of stage, but back, but just a great view of the whole ground. And yeah, it was really good. So I got there, I missed out on moving pictures. Got there when Chocky Starfish were on.
Yes.
Love the
show. This is about, what,
Adam
4
was,
o'clock?
Yeah, I think I got there about 4.30. Mm-hmm. Adam Thompson was fantastic. He's just
so
a
good,
legend. I love him so much.
He's good.
So they were absolutely brilliant. Got the crowd going. And, look, everyone was really, it was a great show. The Red Hot Summer, like, the causeway there, the Gateway Lakes, is such a good location for concerts. I just love it. By the banks of the river or the lake, you know.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's really a gorgeous spot. I'm going to say, let me think, favourite. Look, Screaming Jets, you know, Gleeso's always amazing. Yeah, like he's
what
amazing.
What was the crowd like when this started playing?
Yeah, everyone loves Better. Great song.
So cool.
But then I reckon Gleeso even upped the ante when he came back with the Angels.
But was it you that said, somebody said to me that the Baby Animals were the best?
Yeah, Best on Ground.
Really?
I was saving that to last. Best on Ground for mine, Baby Animals.
Best
Susie
on
Susie DiMarchi was amazing. She sounds amazing. I was just... Look, I've seen them quite a few times. I think that was the best I've seen her.
That's cool.
She was really good. And then, of course, you know, to wrap it all up, like I said, Gleeso with the Angels, brilliant. And then to wrap it all up, the lady of rock and roll, like the original, one of the original ladies of rock, Susie Quattro. Man, she looks incredible. I had a little bit of jealousy. I must admit,
she's got to be 70, hasn't she?
No, just under. I think she's like 68 or something. She just looks amazing. She doesn't look any different. I mean, admittedly, I wasn't up super close, but from where I, like, you know, and up on the big screen and everything, holding that big bass guitar. Someone was telling me, Nick that we work with was saying that the big Fender bass that she uses, it's a huge guitar. It's so heavy that a lot of blokes don't even carry it. Yeah, it's a big, heavy guitar.
Right, out of 10?
Oh, for the whole Red Hot Summer, I'm giving it a solid 8 out of 10.